And then they, some of those Jewish people need to be, you know, exiled, going to Babylonian, but others have been remained in Samaria. When the people of Assyrians, the remained Jewish people in Samaria, they get depopulated it, meaning they intermarried it, you know, the Jewish people, and then intermarried with the Assyrians. So eventually, those siblings, those people came from that relationship are those people that are living in Samaritan even now today. So they are not a ethnic Jews. They are not a pure Jewish people, but they are mix of a Jewish people and not and a Gentile or an Assyrian or not a Jewish people. So they are mixed. They are not a pure Jewish people. That's why when the people of Jews after 100 years, I think, came back to Israel, and they found out that they're already settlers in Samaria. So these are the people who settled, living there. Those are those who have been intermarried by the Assyrians. So from there on, there will be some, you know, not communication, or they are not socializing with the people of Samaria or the Samaritan because of this, what happened. So this is what Samaritan people came from. They are not an original 100% Jew. That's why they are not considered a Jewish people on that time. So in this time, Jesus met her, and we know that this woman came from unknown time, and it is not usual that a woman will draw water on the well at noontime, because it is so hot. Because this woman probably she don't want to be mingled with other women, because this woman unmarried woman, and she has been in a relationship with so many men, as we have been read in the earlier verses of this chapter 4, because she confesses. And then after that, Jesus shared, and they have some conversation that Jesus is the living water, that she is asking for the living water. And then after that encounter with the Lord Jesus, he went back. And that is why in verse 39 that we read, that she reiterated, or she testified, he witnessed what she has been encountered with the Lord Jesus. And we read in verse 39 that many believe to the Lord Jesus of what he said. And he just said that, you know, that I perceive that he is a prophet. He's telling Jesus that he's a prophet, that he knew all what he has done, that who he is. And that's all that she shared. And then many believe to the Lord Jesus Christ of what he had said or witnessed to them. And then not only that they believe, you know, let's see how this encounter of this woman to the Lord Jesus Christ make a great impact to her fellow men in the country in Samaria. First, we know that this woman have encountered, and probably the town know her, that, you know, she's a woman that has many husbands, probably. And then it is takes a boldness and courage in the heart or in the life of this woman, you know, even telling to her town mates that he talked with this Jew people, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he mentioned about who she is, and he's telling about, you know, she knows what this woman wear. And then the many people will believe the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the courage to share what she has experienced with the Lord Jesus Christ on the well. Now, second, in this boldness and testimony that she shared to his townmates, The result, many believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. No, and then this belief, you know, that this belief resulted into to seeking of more of the Lord Jesus Christ. The truth that they have received, the testimony that they have received from this woman that met Jesus from the well, it resulted that they believe from the Lord Jesus Christ and they want more. They seek more of the truth and they seek more of whom this truth came from, and they look the Lord Jesus Christ. They seek the Lord Jesus Christ to hear more of his word. And eventually they found the Lord Jesus Christ and they asked him to stay and, you know, to share more of his truth. Now, and then the Lord Jesus Christ stayed two more of them, and then he shared great truth among them. And then we, and verse 41, and many more believe because of his own word. You know, church, sharing the gospel is not about, you know, letting the people that they need to believe what you said. All we need to do is to share boldly what we have experienced, the goodness and the love of Christ in us. And that it is the work of the Holy Spirit to convict them. It's the very word of God to convict them and you know, in their heart that they have to believe what the word or the Lord is saying to them. Just like the Samaritan city, town that they came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and many more believe in them. And look at this word that they confess. And they came to the woman after that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they said in verse 42, now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. And I remember saying this, I remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, when the Lord Jesus Christ asking his disciple, who am I? And they said, the answer, others said that you are a prophet. Others said that you are the Elijah that is coming. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, and to you, who am I to you? And then with courage and boldness, Peter stand up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Lord Jesus said, blessed are you, Peter, for it's not flesh and blood who revealed or who told thee about that, but it is my Father in heaven revealed it to you. You know, church, when we share the word of God, it is God himself, the power of the Holy Spirit, revealing himself to that person and resulting into a belief in their heart, in their life. Our part is, you know, when we have our personal encounter with the Lord and when we shared and have that testimony to the people and testify and witness, God can work his word to the life of that people. You know, church, sharing or hearing the word of God through other people and other preachers and our friends, to those God has brought to us to share the word of God, is a great blessing. That God revealed himself to us, and then eventually we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior of our life. But another great blessing is to have our own personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It will not stop by just receiving and hearing from other testimonies. It is a good testimonies, but there is something about, you know, having a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Something that it will deepen your faith, your belief, something that will increase in your life by receiving his word personally through his through his word. You know, God, Lord Jesus, our God, speak in his word. And personal encounter also is experiencing his word in our life. You know, the word said in John chapter 8, verse 32 said, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. You know what, church, the know there, the word know is not just understanding and knowing in our head. The know there is experiencing his word, having an encounter, direct encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happened in this encounter. This woman, Samaritan, have his her own personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then that she has a boldness to share and witness her encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Samaritan, a man, the town, came to Jesus, and they have also this personal encounter with the Lord, and then they believe and more believe because of what they have heard from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the church, we are called also to be a witness, just like what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Acts chapter 1, in his disciples, and we also a follower of Christ, that you will be my witness in Samaria, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Our personal experience and encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ should be the one that we are testifying, his word that we encounter at witnessing. And God can reveal himself as we share his word to every people that God will draw us near, an opportunity to share the word of God. You know, sometimes you said, oh, it is hard because it's only some of the Bible scripture that I can share. Notice, church, how the woman shared her encounter with the Lord. She just said, his no, and he said all the things pertaining to his life. So meaning, your testimony, your personal encounter with the Lord, God can use, be a powerful testimony of revelation of his truth, his goodness, and his love to reach out to those souls that needed salvation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I would leave you these questions or admonitions for us to ponder and think about, and, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us. My question is, the admonition is, when was the last time you shared Jesus your testimony of his saving grace, of his salvation, of his goodness in your life? You know, church, there is always souls waiting for this good news, just like the Samaritan woman, just like the people of Samaria in Sychar. There is always waiting to hear the good news of the Lord to be saved. When was the last time you have a personal encounter with Jesus, with our God? When was really have the personal encounter with the Lord? He is always waiting for you. He is always waiting for you. All we need to do is come to him, speak to him, open your heart to him, and he's there waiting for you. As you come into time of worship, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Let him speak his word and reveal his truth. Are we being convicted by the Holy Spirit? Pray that he may use us as a salt and light in our workplace, our families, friends, wherever the Lord brings us. There is always soul waiting to hear the good news. When was the last time you really have encounter with the Lord? Ask the Holy Spirit, let Him speak to you as we come into time of worship. Let's worship the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And as we come, Lord God, to worship, I pray, Holy Spirit, to keep us, Lord God. Lead us, O Lord God, and speak to us your word. Thank you, God, for the very opportunity that you're going to prepare for us, just like the Samaritan woman, with boldness to share your word. Bring us to the right souls and person, God, that is ready to be harvest for your glory and honor, to bring more people believe in you because of your goodness and your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Let's go in worship. Lord God, for all the people that you send to share the gospel of salvation, that we may be also saved, and our whole household, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to have that heart as well, to encounter you personally, and to be witnesses, O Lord God, for those who are battling cancer, and pray for God's healing and lay hands upon them, that God is able, that there's nothing is hard and impossible for him to do. Just lift up and pray in faith. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are doing the chemotherapy and surgery and radiation. Let's pray for them. And also those who are having illness and need of the word of salvation. Let's pray. Also lift up those who are having infirmities. Pray for the blood of Jesus, and it said in his word that by his stripes you are healed. Just touch, if you are listening right now, touch that part of your body that's having infirmities, and let's just declare and pray for the divine healing of the Lord to come upon those areas. Yes, Father God. Also pray for those who are COVID and those who are in frontline medical workers. Pray for blood of Jesus covering them. Pray for healing. Pray for the love continue pouring out in their heart to serve and to be an ambassador of healing of Christ in their life. Let's pray. Let's pray also those who are praying for a job. Praise God that many have been answered, having a job right now. Let's lift up our brother Sterling for provision, for, you know, for open door, for favor of God in any interviews. Pray for anointing that will come upon the lips of Sterling, and the favor of God will come upon that company, God. And just bless our Lord God to be use that company a blessing to look out to the life of Sterling and his loved ones as well. So thank you. Let's pray. Pray for our mission focus today. Pray for Cambodia, Oasis House, OPGNEO. Pray for North Korea that God will open doors for a ministry. And if there's already a ministry there, pray for the covering protection with the blood of Jesus. Pray for missional opportunities, partnership in Asia. Pray also for the persecuted church in the Middle East. Let's pray. Also pray for the weekend gatherings. Pray for the Sunday service, the Wells Speak Kids worship, hospitality, SPU, the Spin Spill services, and activities, class and outreach in all meetings. Pray for God's anointing. Pray that use this fellowship to be, you know, the white field that is white into harvest. And thank you for the great harvest that God can use this fellowship. Let's pray. Please, Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for your mighty works. Thank you for your mighty presence and anointing in every fellowship, Lord God. Let's use this place, use this as a fellowship, God. Bring more souls for your glory. Thank you for the great harvest, Lord God, every meeting, Lord. Also pray for the pregnant mom in our community. Fiona already gave birth, and praise God for a wonderful girl that they have. And yeah, let's pray for Leslie, Dion, China, and others. And yeah, pray for covering protection continually, both the mom and the babies. Pray for the joy for the parents, and pray for, you know, just a smooth delivery and full term living provision. Let's pray. Yes, God, thank you, Lord God, for the great blessing that you have in store each time, each family, Lord God. Thank you for the wonderful babies, children that you, Lord God, forming in the womb. Thank you, God, for your covering and protection and good health continually. For your peace and joy in the heart of the parents as well. So pray for the house church. I will. Oh, actually, the house church is break right now. But let's pray continually that they can still continue to have that, you know, a connection and fellowship inside the house church. And yeah, pray that, you know, in next season that many more will going to come and join every house church. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for another season of house.
precious church that you've given us. Just pray, God, that you continue to bless us and build your house church to grow and mature in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for the unity, covering and protection to each one of us, Lord. Thank you, God, that we continue to, Lord God, do the God's glorifying activities, Lord God, and events, God. Continue to reach out to one another for your honor and glory. We thank you, Father, God. Jesus, let me pray. Yeah, let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the prayers that you have heard, and we believe, God, as being heard from your throne. Thank you, God, for all the answered prayers and all the prayers to be answered, O Lord God, in your perfect timing, Father God. You're always God that is in perfect timing, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord, and we thank you, God, for your word today. Thank you for giving us understanding, O God, that, Lord, we need more of you to encounter you and to reach out, Lord God, that, Lord, it is not an accident that you bring people in our path, in our life. For you bring them, or brought them, O God, and you are going to bring them, O God, for new life, new of salvation, O God, in the life, new life, Father God, because of the good news, because of your word, because of the salvation that you're going to give unto them. Great blessing, Father God, to be reunited and restore, God, their relationship, our relationship unto you. Help us, God, to be an obedient son and daughter, sons and daughter, God. Thank you for the courage to share the good news and the gospel of truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church, and be safe, and see you again next Tuesday. Have a wonderful day.